Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on events and issues. I'm Bob Lennox. Six individuals are recognized in the third annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Distinguished Leadership Awards at Grambling State University coming up February 4th. Joining me to share more is GSU Public Relations Spokesman Will Sutton. Will, good to talk to you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad that you're here. Well, Will, let's start off the third annual event. How did this program come about?
Well, Grambling State University President Frank G. Pogue has, this is his fourth presidency. So when you do a job and you do it at different places, you get into a rhythm of things that work well for you and work well for the university and work well for the community. And then for Dr. Pogue, this is one of those things that he's found to be successful and meaningful at other places where he has been president or chancellor. And so he brought this idea to Grambling State University. And 3 years ago, we had the first one, then last year the second, and this is the third. So it's a very important thing to our president and has quickly become a very important thing to our university campus and supporters of the university.
The names on the list, the recipients, I mean, I'm noticing those known on a national, if not global level, a state level, as well as locally impacting their immediate community. One of those of note, receiving the Eddie G. Robinson Award this year.
A young man named Willis Reed, known really worldwide, and a rather interesting situation for Grambling State University because Mr. Reed played at Grambling State University. He's one of our true sports legends and went on to play pro basketball and went into pro basketball management. So he's been a pro basketball coach and in management in pro basketball. And when he retired here. So, you know, sometimes you have successful alums and they make homes elsewhere, and that's perfectly fine. But for someone of his stature to continue to live in our community is right. Really nice.
Yeah. A pair of mayors are among those to receive awards for community service. Introduce us to those two individuals.
Sure. We've got two mayors this year. One is probably a bit better known than the other. That's Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo. Mr. Mayo had the privilege of going to University of Louisiana, Monroe. But we were fortunate at Grambling State University to educate both of his kids. So his adult kids are Grambling alums. And he has been very supportive of Grambling State University, very helpful when Grambling State played ULM last year. Because it takes a lot to pull off something like that. Very helpful with identifying economic opportunities and job potential situations for Grambling students and faculty members. And then the other is Arcadia Mayor Eugene Smith and his wife, Billy. And they might not be as well known over here, but over that way, Lincoln Parish area, they're quite the couple.
Pretty well embedded in the community.
Absolutely. Mrs. Smith goes to work with the mayor every day, every day, all day. So she's really a part of his team. And really they've both been big supporters of Grambling.
Yeah. The program also recognizing State Senator Rick Gallo and Representative Patrick Jefferson. Share about their work.
Yeah, Patrick Jefferson is a graduate of Dillard University in New Orleans, and Senator Gallo went to Grambling State University. He's a hometown boy. Both of his parents went to Grambling. His mom taught there on faculty for a long time and wrote the Grambling history book. But Senator Gallo and Representative Jefferson were instrumental in helping Grambling State University get a campus, an existing campus that is now our West Campus, where we've been able to expand some of our operations, and that's been very, very helpful. And that's just one example of a number of things that have been done, and it's really good to have friends in the legislature who can help you navigate the bureaucracy.
Right. Also, the Madam C.J. Walker Business Award presented in the ceremony. Tell us about this year's recipient.
Yes, that is the Shreveport Federal Credit Union. So on first glance or hearing, Shreveport, why Shreveport? Well, we have a lot of Shreveport area connections. Mm-hmm. Alums, faculty actually live in Shreveport and commute over to Grambling. And the president and CEO of the Shreveport Federal Credit Union is our very own chair of the Grambling University Foundation, and that is Helen Gottfried Smith. And just in December, at our December graduation, the Shreveport Federal Credit Union pledged a $100,000 gift to the university. That's rather significant. We don't have that happen that often.
As far as the event going on, what else is featured in the program?
Well, there are going to be several things. We're going to hear from our Lab School Elementary kids, and they'll be reciting some quotes from MLK. We're going to have 18 to 20 readers who will read one of his not better known, but really substantive writings. And that's going to be great. And we'll also have a number of dignitaries from the area, from other area universities and from the state system.
Well, the event coming up on February the 4th with the Leadership Awards, it is a ticketed event. And how can you find out more about the program?
It's only $10 for a great meal and chance to be in this room with all these folks. And that phone number is 318-274-2217. 318-274-2217.
Will Sutton is with GSU Public Relations and the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Distinguished Leadership Awards coming up on February the 4th. Will, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.